From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 10th. Here are today's top 10 science stories. Let's get into it. First, from ARS Technica Science, gold isn't inert, it just has bodyguards protecting it. Gold is weird. It's one of the few metals that doesn't really oxidize. Even silver and copper, from the same column of the periodic table, form weak oxides. Naively, you might expect that gold would tarnish just like silver. Gold also sits right next to platinum, but it has none of that metal's catalytic properties. Then came gold nanoparticles that acted like catalysts, and we were confused by their apparent willingness to take part in chemical reactions. Now, a pair of scientists has explained that gold's inertness isn't inherent to the atom, but rather to the surfaces that gold crystals form. Next. Second, from ARS Technica Science, Commonwealth Fusion makes the physics case for its $400 MEMDA reactor. The scientific community has a plan for achieving fusion power. It involves getting a better understanding of how to control fusion in a tokamak-style reactor using the currently under-construction ITER reactor, and then using that knowledge to build demo-style plants. Up next. Third, from ARS Technica Science, three key vital signs make up the urban pulse of a city. People often speak metaphorically of the heartbeat or pulse of a city, but according to the authors of a new paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, cities do indeed have an urban pulse, an indication of urban metabolic activity that can be measured to suss out telltale patterns. And those patterns could help inform future public policy around urban planning. The precise definition of urbanization has shifted over the centuries. Jeju of the University of Connecticut and his fellow authors adopted a broad version for their study. And then, fourth, from Ars Technica. Gold isn't inert, it just has bodyguards protecting it. Gold is weird. It's one of the few metals that doesn't really oxidize. Even silver and copper, from the same column of the periodic table, form weak oxides. Naively, you might expect that gold would tarnish just like silver. Gold also sits right next to platinum, but it has none of that metal's catalytic properties. Then came gold nanoparticles that acted like catalysts, and we were confused by their apparent willingness to take part in chemical reactions. Now, a pair of scientists has explained that gold's inertness isn't inherent to the atom, but rather to the surfaces that gold crystals form. Next. Fifth, from Ars Technica. High severity vulnerability in Linux caused by a single faulty character. Researchers have analyzed a high severity vulnerability in Linux that's able to escalate untrusted users to root by exploiting a bug you don't often see. A single errant character inside the kernel. The vulnerability, tracked as CVE-2026-23111, is located in nftables, a subsystem of the Linux kernel that provides packet filtering capabilities. Up next. Sixth, from Ars Technica. Paramount accuses Netflix of scorched earth campaign against WBD merger. Paramount Skydance is accusing Netflix of maintaining a campaign against its proposed acquisition of Warner Bros. Discovery, WBD. In a June 5th letter, PDF, addressed to Jared A. Hughes, acting section chief of the Media, Entertainment, and Communications section of the U.S. Department of Justice's DOJ's Antitrust Division, and A. Maya Khan, a trial attorney for the Antitrust Division, and first reported on by Politico Today, Paramount Chief Legal Officer Makan Del Rahim accused Netflix of trying to influence stakeholders about the merger. And then, seventh, from Ars Technica, Commonwealth Fusion makes the physics case for its 400 MEV reactor. The scientific community has a plan for achieving fusion power. It involves getting a better understanding of how to control fusion in a tokamak-style reactor using the currently under-construction ITER reactor, and then using that knowledge to build demo-style plants. Next. Eighth, from Ars Technica. Three key vital signs make up the urban pulse of a city. People often speak metaphorically of the heartbeat or pulse of a city, but according to the authors of a new paper published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, cities do indeed have an urban pulse, an indication of urban metabolic activity that can be measured to suss out telltale patterns. and those patterns could help inform future public policy around urban planning. The precise definition of urbanization has shifted over the centuries. Zhejiu of the University of Connecticut and his fellow authors adopted a broad version for their study. Up next, ninth, from New Scientist, the last-ditch plan to save coral reefs from utter destruction. Bleaching has devastated reefs around the world, raising fears of an irreversible shift. Yet new interventions have revealed that corals can be remarkably resilient if we can give them enough help to recover. And then, 10th, from Science Alert. A lost world, almost as big as Mars may have once orbited our sun. We only know it existed because a few fragments of it happened to land on Earth. Science Alert stories are written, fact-checked, and edited by humans, never generated by AI. Don't miss a story. Subscribe here. That's today's Science Brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.